This is no ordinary clock. It doesn't tell time. Instead, it counts down to the apocalypse. This is the doomsday clock. And if we're to ever strike midnight, well, let's just say we probably won't be here to see it. On January 23rd, experts updated just how close they think we are to catastrophe.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. Today's the 2nd of December, 2017, and I literally want every single person to like and share this video wherever they can, because this is the most important thing I've ever seen on the internet, and it backs up every single solitary quote-unquote conspiracy theory we've ever talked about. This is straight from the horse's mouth. If you've followed me over the years, you've seen the veritable cornucopia of videos I've put up about CERN, on and on and on and on it goes. I had Anthony Patch on with me for about 4 months. We did a couple of shows a week. If you were not aware of that, it's been going on for quite a while. It was going on for quite a while. Anthony went his way. I went my way. We don't agree about everything, but still. Same arena is what it is. Now, everyone's seen these videos and these clips right here. Everybody has seen Jordy Rose, the finance guy behind the D-Wave quantum computer, explain that it's like an alien. It's like kneeling at the altar of an alien god. We've all heard them ad nauseum talking about pulling resources out of other dimensions.
Okay, that was a long time ago, but I just wanted to give thanks to Anna. She's running this Richie from Boston fan page where she has somehow managed to upload all my old videos. And when I watched one of my videos early this morning, I realized it was time to do another video because things are getting wacky. For years, I've been talking about these guys telling us that they're trying to bring things through other dimensions. They're using all sorts of technology, no matter what occurs, to open up doorways into other dimensions. Well, I think they managed to do it, and a lot of people saw it, and you might recall, because it was in Miami at the mall. Remember this?
All of us stopped in our track. We, you know, a whole bunch of people were pointing at it. I mean, there were other people running. You know, there was a crowd. As soon as it made itself more apparent, it looked like it was glitching, not like a computer pixelation, but like a wavy glitch. And whatever maybe was covering them had, you know, unveiled or whatever. Yeah, it looked like a glitch, man. It was like a weird glitch in the Matrix or whatever.
So that was one of the people that was at the Miami Mall to see the quote-unquote aliens, 9, 10, 11-foot tall beings that appeared to be wavy or glitching. I'm trying to figure out if the Miami Mall is on some sort of a ley line or something attached to a portal, etc., because from what they described, it sounded like something had entered our dimension, and that's going to be a thing. So we're going to have to deal with aliens that are actually demonic entities, which is why I ran this video from 2017. Aliens are demons, even though I spelled aliens wrong, but whatever. But it turns out they're making themselves more and more apparent. And I've done a couple of videos where the police have shown up and people had 9-foot tall things in their backyards, etc. Yeah, it's getting crazy. But in recent videos, I have been harping, no pun intended, on the eclipse and lights going out and losing all of our power, etc. And I wake up this morning and I discover that Facebook and Instagram are down, as well as all of these other players in the game. Do you see what I mean? All of a sudden, we're noticing this stuff going down over and over again. Gons from Face Like the Sun just tweeted out that he woke up to no power, no internet, etc. in California. And I can say the same thing is happening in Nevada because I'm here. And that's exactly what's going on. These guys are testing right now. They're absolutely testing. And this has nothing to do with the election. Okay? This isn't a hack. This is the powers that be. The powers that be are now more than comfortable after pulling off the COVID hoax incredibly successfully, after flooding the country with illegal aliens that are ready to go at a moment's notice, and Americans are still just talking about Super Tuesday and voting and Donald Trump. They're not getting it. These guys understand that they are good to go right now. They can do whatever they want. And I mean, they are. They're absolutely doing whatever they want because they're doing rituals right out in the open. Satanic rituals right out in the open. The World Economic Forum doing this right here for all to see is insanity, man. This is total insanity. I can't stress this enough. These guys are showing us the entire blueprint. The externalization of the hierarchy is always been something we've talked about over the years. But I mean, this isn't coming. This isn't somewhere down the road. This isn't, you know, in the future. Everything we've been talking about in videos for years is literally coming to pass right now. It's a matter of days because any day you can wake up and everything is down. Do you see what I mean? They can't just shut it all down. They have to do this tactically so that they remain, so that the oppressors, the elites, the powers that be, the scumbags, Satan's minions that run this world, they need to make sure they can still communicate and do what they need to do while shutting us down tactically. And that's exactly what's happening right now. And I can't stress this enough. This is the flood of illegals that are coming in from all over the country. We weren't lying to you. We weren't fooling you. We weren't exaggerating. Joe Biden has secretly flown 320,000 illegal immigrants from Latin America airports to the U.S. Okay, so let's wake up here. This isn't bad politics. This isn't some dude that really makes decisions. Joe Biden, this idiot right here, this walking dead man in a black hat, is not the one that's freaking everybody out like, oh, we can't stop these illegals because we need a new law. They've flown 320,000 illegals from Latin America airports to U.S. They're importing them. These people are literally criminals from other countries they're bringing in to destabilize the country while they knock everything down in real time. And then you have things like this. The Supreme Court of the United States of America temporarily blocks Texas law that allows police to arrest migrants. This isn't a decision. This isn't bad politics. They're flooding the country. This is literally war. They're changing all the laws so that these people can do whatever they want. And if you dare as an American citizen to stand up for yourself in any way whatsoever at all, you're going to prison. Let me explain something to you. If the roles were reversed and we were being flown into other countries and then we were just crossing the borders, people wouldn't be posting it on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and everything else. They would just start taking these people out quietly. Don't take credit for it. But if they started finding dead bodies of us sneaking into their country, I guarantee we would think twice about sneaking into another country. You see what I'm saying? You following what I'm saying here? Yeah. This is really going down right now. And then meanwhile, you've got this occurring all over the place still after Joe Biden just literally spilled the beans, which I believe was on purpose. They want us to know that they know that we know. You know what I'm saying? They're using directed energy weapons to blow everything up, causing all sorts of havoc, and it's working. And if you don't understand why, it's because March is an enormous satanic month. It's springtime, the rebirth. The Phoenix is rising this year in April. That's what all the warnings about, all the warnings about, all the warnings about the eclipses knocking out power, this, that, and the other thing. They're going to do this. And actually, I shouldn't say they're going to do this. They are doing this. They're testing right now. This is the second test in, what, 3 days that we've caught live? This is what they're doing. This is really happening. This isn't coming someplace down the road. Do you know what I mean? We started the year out with this insane thing happening at the Miami Mall where we really can't get an actual answer on it, but I believe the Miami Mall is sitting on some sort of a portal or a ley line, one of the two, because I know for a fact that Coral Castle was built in Florida because it was favorable for what he was doing. He was using technology they used to build the pyramids to build Coral Castle. And I did a video. I went here, I don't know, 15 years ago and did a video on this. And he was moving blocks that weighed tons and tons and tons. And the guy was like 5'1". So Florida is definitely favorable for ley lines using technology like the pyramids, etc. I just don't know how to figure all that out. But what I'm thinking is that there's a portal here, and this was the first tear in the veil. Do you see what I'm saying? At any rate, there's just so much to cover, it's insane. But here's the deal. This isn't a warning anymore. This has begun. This has started. If you're, I don't know, I don't want to say dumb enough, but if you're so caught up in this world that you think that somehow voting or something like that is going to change anything, you're out of your mind, because our government is literally importing people that aren't supposed to be here and then changing the laws, which is complete and utter treason. This is treason, straight up, period. And that's all there is to it. Straight up. I don't know what else to say. And thus far, Sandra Black is the top donation. So I'm going to be making a visit to Sandra Black if Sandra lives in the United States, which I think she might be from Australia. At any rate, Richie from Boston, that's all the good news I've got to share for today. This is happening, and it will come like a twinkling of an eye. And it's even easier for them because they turned everything into the Internet of Things. Everything is tied together. Everything is tied together. All they have to do is pull the plug. Richie from Boston, be ready. Be absolutely ready. I can't stress this enough. I'm out.